Many live that way and miss much because there is purpose. Because life is not an accident. Because there is a running thread into each moment of eternity. Because life is an unfoldment. Something is going to happen. The future is not barren. It is going to be creative. Preparation is needed so that you can unfold, so that your seed can become manifested, so that your essence is achieved, so you can know who you are and what this existence is. Life is not just a madman's thinking. It is very systematic. It is not chaos. It is a cosmos. There is order. Even behind disorder, there is order. Only eyes are needed to penetrate to that depth. On the surface, maybe you can see only sequence of moments and you cannot see eternity. On the surface, maybe you can see only the body and nothing more. Just when you go to the ocean, standing on the beach, you cannot see the depth of the ocean, only the waves. But ocean is not just waves. In fact, waves cannot exist without the ocean. The ocean can exist without the waves. Waves are not separate from the ocean. Waves are nothing but ocean waving. And ocean has tremendous depth. But to know that depth, one has to go into that depth. One has to dive deep. The materialist standpoint makes life absolutely empty of meaning. Then whether you live or you commit suicide makes no difference. Because life and death are just the same. Life is nothing but a way of dying. You are going to die. How you die does not matter. When you die does not matter. How long you live and then die does not matter. Nothing matters. This standpoint is a half-truth, and half-truths are dangerous, more dangerous than lies, because they have something of truth in them. That something can be very, very deceiving. A complete lie is not so dangerous, because it cannot deceive for long. Sooner or later, you will come to know that it is a lie. Half-truths are very dangerous. Because something is true, and that something true may keep you hooked, and you may never be able to know the lie. The other extreme is that of the spiritualist. He says, this moment is useless. Time is useless. Only eternity has meaning. So don't waste this moment in rejoicing